Florida nurse allegedly lied to obtain $420,000 in coronavirus relief. By Amy Furr on January 10, 2021. A nurse in South Florida fraudulently obtained approximately $420,000 in coronavirus relief money, federal prosecutors allege. Geraldo Carballo, 55, of Miami, made his initial appearance Friday in Miami federal court, the Associated Press, AP, reported Saturday. Carballo is charged with engaging in transactions in unlawful proceeds and making false statements to a financial institution, the article continued. Carballo applied for and received a Paycheck Protection Program, PPP, loan on behalf of his company, Professional Skills Incorporated, according to a criminal complaint. He claimed the company had 28 employees and an average monthly payroll of $168,000, which investigators said was untrue. The complaint also alleges that Carballo applied for and received approximately $55,000 in economic injury disaster loan. Instead of using the money for payroll, prosecutors said Carballo transferred the money to other accounts and used it for personal expenses. Court records posted online did not list a defense attorney who could comment on the case against him. Carballo's arraignment before United States Magistrate Judge Jacqueline Becerra is scheduled to take place in Miami on January 29, Local 10 reported. Investigators are asking anyone with information about fraud involving federal aid to call the Department of Justice's National Center for Disaster Fraud Hotline at 1-866-720-5721, the outlet said. In November, seven individuals in two states were charged for allegedly stealing millions of dollars in coronavirus relief funds and using the money for luxury products, federal authorities said. The suspects in Texas and Illinois were charged with wire fraud and conspiracy to commit wire fraud, NBC News reported. Two suspects, Amir Aqeel, 52, and Sadiq Azimuddin, 41, were also charged with money laundering. Others named in the indictment were Pardeep Basra, 51, Rifat Bajwa, 51, Meyer Misak, 40, Mauricio Navia, 41, and Richard Reut, the article continued. The Justice Department alleged that the group submitted dozens of fraudulent loan applications that included falsified payroll expenses, tax forms, bank records, and other documents. Hundreds of fake paychecks were cashed by fake employees, including Aguil's 86-year-old mother, at a check-cashing business owned by one of the defendants, the indictment alleges. The documents say they secured about $16 million before federal agents executed 45 warrants, seizing a 2013 Lamborghini, a portion property in an upscale section of Houston, the article stated.